from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Kevin Stefanski yesterday on Zoom talking about Deshaun Watson. More on him in a moment because there's a member of this show who says that they've put each other in a bad spot. It's just which is which. That coming up. Also coming up later on today, Urban Meyer will be on Afternoon Drive, 3 p.m. Urban Meyer, former former Jacksonville Jaguars coach, venerable Jacksonville Jaguars coach Urban Meyer, will join the guys on Afternoon Drive. Was a Jacksonville legend, Jaguar. Some people say the father of the Jaguars.
Urban Meyer will join
Afternoon Drive coming up at 3 p.m. today. So you get all that. That's fantastic for everybody involved. Also, careful out there. There's schools being closed because of the heat.
Extreme heat.
Extreme heat. Well, it's not going to be.
It's going to be a hot one today. It's going to be a hot one today. Heat index around 100 degrees. Oof.
See, Stowe's closed today because of heat.
Make sure you hydrate.
Our part of our school closed yesterday. We got that call yesterday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. I think the high in the borough.
I only have one of the six are out though. The other five, get your asses to school.
Is it an older school? Is that why no AC?
Yeah, no AC in those buildings.
It's supposed to be
That's
high.
That's tough.
High in 91 today in the borough. Oof. Now, what do I do? Do I stand here and complain about it and say the back in my day stuff, Owen? Or
yeah, let's hear the back in my day stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything. What do you mean? See how it works out.
Let's see how it works out for you.
I asked if I should. I don't think I should. I was asking if I should.
No, you can do it. I think this show does not attract too many of the people that are the pro stay out because of heat.
I
think there's a lot of people that grew up listening to this show. They probably grew up drinking from the hose that was attached to the PVC pipe and told you get one water break for the next 2 hours and
water makes you weak.
Yeah, but I don't think that that was the answer then, and I certainly don't now.
Well, like, that was then, and this is now.
Yeah, this is now. And it's like, wait a minute. What, I'm supposed to send them just so they're uncomfortable? Is that it?
Toughens you up.
Yeah,
that,
but if...
That is a thought from some people.
I don't think it's going
to... I had to do it. You have to do it.
I don't think that makes you tough. Sitting in a classroom, sweating your ass off does not make you hot. It doesn't make you tough.
No, you're right. It makes you uncomfortable. It makes you miserable. It does not make you tough. It's a bad experience for everyone involved.
And then you can't get...
Especially at that age.
You can't get anything done. Think about this. How am I supposed to learn all the ABCs and all this stuff? Because you're going to be hot. The teachers are going to be hot. The teachers are going to do nothing but complain about it. It becomes a conversation about heat. And then that's just more hot air. I don't think anybody's going to accomplish anything when it's hot outside.
Yeah, it's going to be real tough to get past like the letter F reciting the alphabet today with the heat.
There's going
to
be a lot of the letter F when it's talking about that heat out there. Yeah, don't.
Fahrenheit.
If they don't have the AC or the AC's on the fritz, let them stay home. Let them stay home. I'm not upset about it.
Enjoy the day.
Yeah, but you can't because you have to stay in because it's hot.
Not necessarily go run out in the sprinkler.
I hope the parents that have to take the day off from work are enjoying the day as well.
Can you let them run in the sprinkler and play outside if you can't go to school because it's hot?
Yeah, you can't go to school because there's no air conditioning inside it. And I think that is more miserable. I think not having air conditioning inside on a day like today is more miserable than being outside on a day like today.
But is it my obligation if school is closed because it's hot to keep you in the AC because the school is closed because it's too hot?
No, if your children have a snow day, do you not let them play in the snow?
That's a fair point.
Tucci.
Are they not allowed to go build a snowman because they're not in school? Are snowmen only a weekend activity?
That's a good point, too.
Thank you.
But there's no sunmen that you can go build.
Yeah, you can go play outside with your friends. It's like an extension of summer break.
Yeah, but I got to make sure you're hydrated.
If they had make sure they drink water.
I don't need to make sure you're hydrated when it's snow.
If this day happened at the end of July, would they not be allowed outside? Or is it just a school thing that they have to be inside because school's canceled? Like, what if this day happened when school's not in session? Because guess what? We have plenty of warm days all summer long.
Yeah.
It's just this one, there's actual school to be canceled.
I do know that we have a splash pad at the pool, and the pool will not be open today because it's that time of the year where they don't open up during the week because there's no kids.
Because kids
usually
are in school. Yeah.
But they have opened the splash pad up today.
Okay, that's
in our town, and I'm sure other towns have done that maybe would not have it open at this time because of.
Okay. Got to find a way to beat the heat. There you go. More Gardo's coming up, 9 o'clock. Todd Derry going to join us from the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. Also, we'll get to the Guardians again coming up in the 7. So you think that either who put who in the bad position? Was it the Browns who put Deshaun Watson in a bad position, or was it Watson who put the Browns in a bad position? And what exactly does this pertain to, Danny Cunningham?
I think it's a bit of both because I think the situation's gotten a little bit awkward with Watson not playing in the preseason game after Kevin Stefanski came out and said he was going to play. The fact that we have not seen Deshaun Watson get real live reps since having surgery on his throwing shoulder, I think puts the Browns in a bad spot because they don't know what necessarily to expect. I think Watson coming out and saying, you know, I hadn't heard about that before, talking about potentially playing in a preseason game, put the Browns and Kevin Stefanski in a bad spot. I think this situation to me feels very awkward. And especially as Deshaun Watson has been somebody who has started historically, has started slow to begin not only individual games, but to begin seasons. I think everybody's in a bad spot here. Now, the fact that after week one, their schedule's not all that difficult helps a little bit, but I do need this team to look good September 8th against Dallas. Yeah. I need that. And I don't feel confident I'm going to get that from the most important position in sports. And I think that has put the rest of the team in a bad spot.
So is that whether Watson has put them in a bad position?
I think it's both. I don't think either side has handled this well. I think they have put each other in
a
bad spot.
And this is just the recent history, or are you talking overall?
In terms of slow starts for Watson?
About everything with Watson. Because a lot of people made a deal about the preseason. Are you talking about just the preseason, or are you talking about the last 3 years?
Slow starts for Watson, I think, has been something throughout his entire career.
Yeah.
I don't think that is something that is unique to Cleveland.
That
I think
is true.
That is a Deshaun Watson thing. And for the most part, that's fine. But when you're coming off of an injury in which there's no precedent for a quarterback ever being good coming off of that injury again, I think everybody should have seen a little bit more from him this preseason before we get to week one. So we just sort of know what we have when he hasn't been hit, when he hasn't played at game. It's not even about the contact thing for me. And I understand the offensive line is in shambles, and we'll talk about Jed Wills coming up. I totally get that. But you cannot simulate game speed in practice. And as somebody that I believe Deshaun Watson's processing speed hasn't been fast enough when he's been on the Browns, that is something that worries me. Is that his first live rep playing against someone going full speed at game speed is going to be when it matters. That concerns me.
Well, right now, we kind of get to where you're going to have to make your own decisions, and it is what it is. Because some people got it wrong yesterday. Some folks were wondering whether or not I was sizing up big fat excuses for him coming up next Sunday. I can't do that. We're done with the excuses. Mm-hmm. This is year three. It's a pivotal year three. It is what it is. But what you're asking here is the groundwork. It's going to seem to a lot of people of the fracturing between the two parties here. Talking about putting each other in bad positions, you understand, like, that's a high crime for a lot of folks, especially if it were to put the quarterback in a bad position.
But if you listen to Kevin Stefanski say the plan is for Deshaun Watson to play in the preseason, and then Deshaun Watson comes back out and says, I hadn't heard of that. You can't tell me they're not putting each other in a bad position, both of them on that. Like, the fact that there was clearly a communication breakdown there at some point, and then he misses a day with the general soreness.
Uh-huh.
It feels weird.
216-474-0092. Did Watson put the organization in a bad position, or did the organization put itself in a bad position, or did they put Watson in a bad position?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.